We all have to understand that war is the last ploy of a dying state. And that's why the United States is starting wars, you know, provoking Russia into a war over Ukraine, for example, or essentially creating the extremist groups in the Middle East that are carrying out acts of terrorism in order to initiate wars in the Middle East. This holy war against Gaza now being the latest example of that. But understand that the United States empire has nothing left to offer the world other than violence, threats, weaponization, you know, sanctions, bombings. That's it. Think about it. If you're some other nation around the world and you're looking at the United States, what are you thinking about the U.S.? Well, the U.S. exports what? Transgenderism, mutilations of children, LGBT culture. Those are the exports of the United States. Or toxic biological weapons, mislabeled vaccines. Or the bioweapons themselves, dropped on the world, you know, built by the Department of Defense, weaponized in Wuhan, China, and then dropped on the world, devastating the economies of numerous countries around the world. Well, that was all a U.S. creation because, again, dying empires need war. They need chaos to try to maintain control. The U.S. has weaponized everything in this last chapter of its existence. It's weaponized biology. It has weaponized culture. It has, of course, weaponized the dollar and has also weaponized trade through the application of sanctions, sanctioning something like 70% of the countries in the world in one way or another. It has also weaponized energy, for example, by bombing the Nord Stream pipelines and causing Western Europe to suffer an extreme lack of energy, which is destroying European economies. So there's nothing that the U.S. won't weaponize, including, by the way, migration. So wide open southern border, weaponizing the migration in order to occupy the United States, with part of that goal being weaponizing elections. I mean, think about it. The U.S. government has weaponized the education system. It has weaponized the CDC and the FDA to target the people with depopulation, biological weapons. And it has also weaponized big tech through government collusion, ordering big tech, which channels and voices to silence. Everything has been weaponized by this dying empire, which, of course, leads many people to understand that the more quickly this neocon regime collapses, the better off the whole world will be, not to mention the American people. The dollar has been weaponized in every way possible, printing money to fund psychological operations against the people, to fund war against innocent people all over the world, printing money to fund biological weapons facilities, including those in Ukraine, printing money to fund the FBI weaponized against the American people, and the DOJ, same story there, and on, many examples of this. Now, this effort of printing dollars to weaponize everything is starting to fail. More countries that hold U.S. debt, in the form of treasuries, obviously, are selling that debt at a rapid pace, China in particular. At the same time, fewer and fewer other countries are willing to buy U.S. debt, which is why 10-year treasury rates continue to climb. And they're approaching the 5% range right now, and they will continue to climb. I mean, there'll be ups and downs, but the trend is up because who wants to buy U.S. debt? And importantly, as the U.S. is seen to lose this war with Russia, using Ukraine as a proxy state, this will further accelerate the move away from the dollar because the world will lose more faith in the dollar and the ability of the U.S. to project power through its military, thereby causing more people to reject the dollar or global de-dollarization to accelerate. And the military will look incredibly weak for having not been able to beat the Russians, which many U.S. officials have called nothing more than a country which is just a large gas station with a national flag. Well, if it's just a gas station with a national flag, how did it beat the U.S. military? And it's kind of like Israel saying, we have the best military in the world, the best border defenses in the world. Well, how did militants with parachutes then defeat all your systems if you're so great? Right? Good question. Importantly, as the demise of the U.S. empire accelerates, the desperation also increases. So you will see the U.S. resort to more and more insane tactics, not just using intelligence-directed terrorist groups like Hamas to instigate holy wars, but also, of course, false flag operations, false flag nuclear weapons, false flag attacks on U.S. infrastructure, banking infrastructure, electrical grid infrastructure, and many other examples like that as well. So you should expect, in this last chapter of desperation, you should expect the U.S. empire to do truly crazy things, deadly things, disastrous, catastrophic things that normally a healthy nation would not do. If a nation had something to offer the world in trade, like, hey, we can manufacture these amazing things, and or we can grow these amazing fruits, or we have this technology like Japan has, or we have this area of expertise, and we want to trade with the world. You know, if a nation was based on talent and manufacturing, production, innovation, and trade, it wouldn't need to resort to wars and dropping bombs on everybody and building biological weapons and releasing those weapons on the world and running, you know, massive fake news propaganda and censorship and all the things that the U.S. empire does. But of course, the U.S. empire is not a healthy nation. It is a dying nation, a dying regime run by racist, fascist lunatics. And importantly, there is no war crime they won't commit in order to stay in power. So if you're expecting humanitarian actions from the U.S., well, you have an unrealistic expectation. If you're expecting peace, now forget it. Never going to happen. The U.S. will instigate war. It will direct terrorism groups. It will drop bombs. It will carry out false flags. It will drop biological weapons on civilian populations. The U.S. empire will do anything and everything that it needs to do to try to maintain power, because it has nothing left to offer the world. The U.S. empire refuses to coexist in a multipolar world where other nations have their own rights and their own assets. The U.S. only believes in domination and destruction. And of course, that's an extremely dangerous mindset, which only leads us to global warfare and suffering, and possibly through miscalculations could lead to, you know, World War III. So understand what this is. Understand that none of these wars are accidents. And the next war the U.S. wants to start is a war with China. So the U.S. is working on ways to provoke that war and pull us all into a three-front war, which, through horrible miscalculations, the U.S. will actually lose, even though they're arrogant and ignorant and uninformed, and they think they can win three wars all at the same time. They think they can beat Russia and China and half the Middle East, you know, Iran and so on. It's a gross miscalculation that's being made by, you know, racist genocidal lunatics like Victoria Nuland in the State Department. They're going to get America destroyed in this. America will fall. America will not defeat China, Russia, and Iran, especially not all at the same time. Probably couldn't defeat one of them. Well, I mean, we've already proven that the U.S. can't even defeat Russia. And, you know, people out there are like, oh, well, the U.S. hasn't really tried that hard. They got to send in more, you know, airplanes and tanks and everything. Yeah. You know why they're not sending in more F-16s and more tanks? Because they know they're all going to get destroyed by the Russians. It's that simple. The U.S. has no capability to defeat Russia militarily nor economically. We've already proven that in the last year and a half. And there's no way the United States can defeat China militarily or economically. So maybe if the American people were smart, we would simply try to coexist and offer something to the world and be a trading partner and call for peace and work on ways to uplift the quality of life, the joy, the innovation of the people of this world. Instead, our leaders in America want nothing but war, chaos, death, and suffering, destruction, and that's exactly what they're going to create. That's the reality of where we are. Thanks for listening. I say God bless America, but God won't bless this administration running America, that's for sure. But God bless us Americans. I will say that. We, the American people, God bless us, because we are the real America, not the crooks and criminal cartels running it. But thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Take care. Thank you for your support here at Brighteon.com and also HealthRangerStore.com. And I've selected a few solutions for you. Some of them are brand new. You haven't seen this before. I've got some samples here on my desk. So we've got colloidal silver Castile body soap here. I don't think anybody else has put that together, by the way. So if you've ever wanted to wash your skin or wash your hair and you want a very high quality soap, no artificial fragrance chemicals or any garbage like that, and you want the benefits of colloidal silver, you know, because you really want to be clean and you want all the advantages of colloidal silver in your soap, that's the product to do it. Castile liquid soap with colloidal silver. That's available, of course, at healthrangerstore.com. We also have fermented Super 30 back in stock. That's the orange one there. There, my hand's on top of that. Now, fermented Super 30, which combines 30 different superfoods and fruits and vegetables and roots that are fermented and then dried and, of course, laboratory tested as we do everything. We test for heavy metals and glyphosate and microbiology and all of that. And then we put it in these pouches for you. And so you can get all of these active molecular constituents of 30 different superfoods all at once in that product. Again, available at healthrangerstore.com. And then on the left-hand side there, we have our certified organic lab-tested goji berries back in stock. And goji berries are difficult to source because of course, global supply chains being a problem. But also looking at the lead testing and the heavy metals testing, the E. coli testing that we do, not all the batches pass in terms of goji berries. And frankly, some goji berries, just the quality's not that good. So some batches we reject for that reason. But this is a really great batch, super clean, laboratory tested, certified organic, ready to go. Those are available now. You can eat them as a snack or you can put them in smoothies. They're quite delicious and they are chock full of nutrients. So go to healthrangerstore.com and there you'll see we have, you know, Coco Energize there, astaxanthin soft gels. These are really good. What else? Oh, the kombucha probiotics drink, tooth salt with neem, Coco Love, bee pollen, much more. All of this available at healthrangerstore.com. We appreciate your support and all of your purchases at healthrangerstore.com. Go to support this platform and our pro-humanity mission. Understand that we support humanity. We support people of all religions, races, colors, ethnicities, genders, orientations, you name it. We support human life and we value all human life. And we believe that our products help keep people healthy and happy so that they can pursue whatever mission they've been given in their life. And that's what we're here to do, is to help heal the world through clean food. That's our slogan. HealthRangerStore.com. Thank you for your support. Thank you for shopping with us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of HealthRangerStore and Brighteon.com.